When the biggest investment fund in the world gets bullish, people listen. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The biggest investment fund on planet Earth, and maybe in the solar system, is the Norwegian government's. It's where they diversify their oil revenues. It's worth $900 billion, and there's news. It did pretty well last year, helped out by the rally that followed Donald Trump's election. Now, Bloomberg News reports the Norwegians are increasing the percentage of stocks in the portfolio from 60 to 70%, a sign that at least some Norwegians think the stock rally could continue. Jasper Lawler is senior market analyst at London Capital Group.
There's probably two takeaways. One is that they were investing in the right place. We're at record highs in global equities, in the US especially. And number two is that in a way is part of their mandate, because not only is Norway trying to make returns from this fund, but it's trying to diversify Norway's dependence on oil.
That's such an interesting point that you make. In other words, they already are invested in oil. That's where they're getting the money for all of this. And so if you diversify somewhat away from commodities like that, you end up in some stocks and certainly also some bonds.
Well, precisely. Oil was, as it turns out, a very good place to be in 2016. But obviously, in the years in which oil significantly lost value, Norway would have been doubling down on its losses. And then if you think, again, what are their alternatives? We're really in a 30-year bubble for bonds, and we've seen some signs of higher yields this year and lower prices. Stocks still stand to be the best place for Norway to try and repeat this 6.9% return they saw last year.
Jasper Lawler in London, thank you. Let's do the numbers. Today, not so much. The Dow is down 22 points, a 0.1%. The S&P 500 down 4 points, about 0.2%. The NASDAQ now down almost 5 points, less than a 0.1%. The 10-year yield is down to 2.36%. The Washington Post has obtained documents showing that about 250 former employees at Sterling Jewelers, which owns the Jared and Kay Jewelers chains, are alleging widespread sexual harassment and discrimination. It's part of a much bigger private arbitration case that's been quietly rolling along at Sterling. The Washington Post's Drew Harwell is the reporter on that story. Mr. Harwell, morning to you.
Good morning.
Tell me about some of these allegations. They go back into the 1990s.
These women are part of this incredibly huge class action case that now involves 69,000 women who are mainly sort of focusing on pay and promotion disparity at Sterling, which owns Kay and Jared.
And just so we're clear, there are some ugly allegations here, including some female subordinates feeling pressured into having sex with higher-ups in order to, they thought, get a promotion.
That's right, yeah. Many women said, you know, this was the culture. They believed that, you know, bosses held the power, and that if they wanted to improve in their career, they had to go along with what their male boss suggested, and that in many times included a sexual relationship. So several of them told me they felt backed into a corner, like they really didn't have any other option if they wanted to keep this job.
And the company, Sterling, gave you a statement yesterday saying, no, this is not happening here.
Sterling says, you know, when we have had accusations of this manner, we have investigated them. We have found that these aren't really reflective of our culture.
Now, this is an arbitration case. That's where so many disputes in America end up, because often when you get hired, you sign away the right to sue.
They effectively signed away their right to take the company to public court. And if they had the right to take the company to public court, they would have had proceedings that were much more transparent. With arbitration, it's a much more opaque process. However it resolves over the next years, I mean, this is going to play a huge part in how Kay and Jared perform as a company and sort of allow for whether these women can have closure or not.
Washington Post reporter Drew Harwell wrote the piece, Hundreds Allege Sex Harassment Discrimination at Kay and Jared Jewelry Company. Mr. Harwell, thank you.
Thank you.
One of the trippiest parts of my job is the opportunity to suddenly switch from New York to a street in Calcutta to check in from time to time on what is currently the fastest growing big economy in the world, India's. BBC's Rahul Tandon has just been looking at a new report from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development showing that 140 million people have been lifted from poverty in India in the last decade. 140 million, Rahul?
There is no doubt that India has, in the last 10 years, because of control of inflation, because of opening up to foreign direct investment, moved forward, liberalisation happened. But one of the, I think, complaints, if you want to put it in that way, David, about economic growth here, is the disparity in which way it's happened, I suppose. A lot of people here would say, yes, 10 years of growth, the rich have got a lot richer, we've had the emergence of a middle class, the poor, well, many of them have just stayed where they are.
Because that's the thing with figures like this that talk about GDP growth, for instance, it often doesn't capture inequality.
I can see a busty in front of me, a slum here, where people are washing on the streets from one of the few pipes and access that they have. What India needs to do is change that and provide those people with good sanitation facilities. I can see wire across my head at the moment where people are basically stealing electricity because they don't have access to it. So yes, there's been growth. Yes, there's going to be further growth because India is the fastest growing economy of the major ones in the world. But somehow, the people in front of me need to be more included in that growth.
The BBC's Rahul Tandon in Calcutta, India. Rahul, thank you.
Thank you, David.
It's also news this morning that economic growth in India beat expectations, growing at an annual rate of 7% last quarter. That's slower than the previous quarter, but still ahead of forecasts. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.